Hear this instead. We've got a big event coming up. It's the right time of the year for the Heart of the Ozarks Half Marathon, and there's a lot more attached to that. And we have in the studio the guy that has been there since the first one. In fact, he probably had a whole lot to do with the thing coming off in the first place. His name is Dr. Wes Gunter. He is over here to my far left, and in between, we have one of my buddies, his son, Ryken, and we're going to talk a little bit here in the next little bit about the Heart of the Ozarks Half Marathon. And thanks to Wes for coming in here this morning. Yo, Wes, from all indications, from what you've been telling me about this, we're off to a really good start for people signing up, but there's still plenty of room for everybody, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're off to the races. No pun intended, right?
I see what you did.
Yeah. No, we're doing well. We've got about 175 people signed up. We'll cap at about 300, I would say. And I think there's a chance that the half marathon could sell out this year. You know, so if you want to get involved with that, but half marathon, 10K, Mindy's Run. We've kind of refined it down to that, so no relay this year, but we're going to stick with those. But there's a distance for everybody that wants to participate. 2.5 mile is the Mindy Run, 10K is 6 miles for those that are in the in-between, and half marathon for those that want to see what they're made of, so to speak.
So that's the major change to
everything else is the same. Yeah, I mean, same route, same start finish area, same awesome course support, same awesome post race food and sweatshirts and t-shirts and swag items, and it's going to be a great event.
So when before you moved it to just south, or be the west side, no, east side of the square.
East side, yeah.
Since you just moved it to the east side of the square, do you know has that been a better?
Oh yeah,
change
absolutely.
For you guys?
Yeah, it is. The atmosphere is so much better because we're able to have that whole area in front of the historic post office, which is really nice, you know, location in and of itself. It's a warm place to hang out before and after the race, and it's the start finish area is right there in front of that, so people kind of mill around, and it circles around there a few times, so it goes past, and so it gives people a chance to hang out and watch, and it adds to the atmosphere of the event. So it's a lot better than and it's safer, and that was the real reason we switched it, because we were crossing the bypass Jan Howard 63, and it just the Highway Patrol was just really really working hard to keep our runners safe, and that
sure.
It was just not the best situation. So they encouraged me to not do that, and they would have supported me if I'd have continued on. But this was a much better idea. So kudos to those guys. And it's great. It's much better there at the on the downtown side.
This is called the Heart of the Ozarks Half Marathon. Dr. Wes Gunter over here to my far left. We call it the Heart of the Ozarks Half Marathon. There's runners from – this is actually kind of a national thing now, isn't it? You got people coming in from a lot of states.
Yeah, it's really interesting. We have people coming from – right now signed up from 10 states, upper Midwest, Minnesota, Iowa, Illinois, Ohio, Kansas, Missouri, Arkansas, Tennessee, there's a guy from Washington, there's some people from Colorado that come, and I think a lot of people just use this as these types of events as, travel, they do this on their way to somewhere, and they like to see little towns and run in unique little situations. We had a fellow that came last year from Connecticut, somewhere like that, and he was actually flying into St. Louis to run a race, and it snowed theirs out. He contacted us the night before the race. He wanted to run a race in Missouri, and he was a physician or something from that area, and they said, are you still open? Yeah, come on down. And he came down, and he loved it. He just went on and on about what a great event we were, And, you know, in spite of being in a small town, this, he said this is one of the best ones he's ran. So, and he's going all 50 states, so that's what that's about.
So. Excellent. So we got a little over a minute here. Ryken, it plays a big role. So I went over there last year, and I was taking pictures of everybody as they were kind of milling around and getting ready to run. I got one picture of Ryken because he wouldn't sit still very long. Yeah. You were doing a lot of – you ran last year, right?
Yeah.
And you're going to run this year. I would assume you're going to run this year, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So what do you – what did they have you doing that morning? Because you were running all over the place.
They tried to get me to – my mom tried to get me to help, like, with, like, this computer thingy-ma-jigger.
A thingy-ma-jigger.
But
that's a technical term.
I kind of ran away.
So that's what happened.
You know, what I think was happening is those boys ran the race, and then they went in there eating cinnamon rolls and eating soup all morning and playing. Oh, so, oh yeah, and they went up to the...
We went up to the...
Country at Heart. And
Book Nook, is that what it's called?
Country at Heart, I think.
We went up to the Book Nook.
Oh, okay.
And my friend Neil, and we bought cards. We bought cards, and I pulled, like... Like the card of the pack, like the whole pack.
Okay.
Oh, boy. So are Brett you ready?
Brett Favre rookie.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one. Are you you running in a group this year? You're running by yourself?
If Neil runs, I'll run with him.
Oh, and, he's calling you out, Neil. Neil Lahari.
If Knox runs, I'll run with him. Yeah.
Okay. So you've got this lined up pretty much.
Yeah.
Wes, people want to sign up, how they do it?
Yeah, best way, easiest way is HardTheOzarksHalfMarathon.com. And there's links on there. You can sign up, take you 5 minutes. That's the vast majority of people want to do it on their phone. So HardTheOzarksHalfMarathon.com, Facebook page, HardTheOzarksHalfMarathon on Facebook. There's links on all those places. If you don't want to do it that way, do it the old-fashioned way, you can print off a form off the website and fill it out and put it in the mail, and maybe it'll make it to our house.
What's the and the date? The date is what?
Yeah, February 15th, 7:30 a.m.
All right,
downtown West Plains.
All right, come back. We'll talk about it some more. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you.
Thanks to Ryken. Thanks to Wes. It's 7:27 at KDY.